Okay, good morning, all. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 6, Mishnah 3. So we said the last time that there were 13 places that they used to bow in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the general Beis HaMikdash area. So where were these 13 places? Where exactly did they bow, in particular in the temple courtyard? That's where it was. So Arba Batzafon, there were 4 in the northern part of the courtyard. Arba Badarom, 4 in the southern part. Shalosh Bamezrach, 3 in the east. Ushtayim Bamarav, and there were 2 in the west. Keneged Shlosha Asar Shaarim. These were all the 13 gates of the courtyard. So now, what exactly were the names of these gates? What were they known for? Sha'arim Deromiyim Smuchin Lama'arav. So the names of the gates that were on the south side, starting with the west, the southwestern one first. Sha'ar Ha'elyon was called the upper gate. Right. The reason why was because the way that the Beis HaMikdash was sort of laid out was that it sort of was on a slant. So literally, it was the upper gate. Sha'ar Ha'adelik. The next one was called the kindling gate. That is where they brought the wood for the mizbeach through that gate. Shaar HaBechoros, the next gate was what we call the gate of the firstborns. The reason why is because all the firstborn offerings were brought through there. Shaar HaMayim, and the next gate was called the gate of the water gate, or the gate of water. Velamen Nekra Shmo Shaar HaMayim, and why exactly was this called the gate of water? So there are two opinions. Shabo Machnisin Slochis Shamayim Shal Nisuch Bechag. One potential reason was that they used to bring the flask of water that they used to do the water libations with on the holiday of Sukkah. So they used to bring that flask of water through this gate. That was one opinion. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, however, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Bo hamayim mefakim va'atidin liyos yotzin mitachas miftan habayas. There's the Yecheskel had a prophecy that he said that there would be water that would be flowing into the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Mashiach. So it's called the water gate because through this gate, the water is going to actually flow, it's going to be a little hole, sort of like a water hole will be like a like the size of like a small flask, if you can imagine it. This is going to be in the times of Mashiach, and it's destined to sort of come out through the floor through the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they call this the gate of water, because this is exactly going to be where the water is going to come out from beneath this area over here. Now, opposite those gates, so were the gates in the north. So what exactly were those names, starting from, again, the western side? Sha'ar Yechaniah, the first was called the Gate of Yechaniah. We'll see exactly why that is. But Yechaniah is also another name for the king Yehoyachin. So Sha'ar Karban, the next gate was called the Gate of the Karban, the Gate of the Offering, because that's where many of the sacrifices were brought through. Sha'ar Nashim, and the next was the gate of women. The reason why is because there was a general courtyard for women. However, if a woman wanted to watch her sacrifice being brought, she would go in through this gate over here. And then finally, Sha'ar Hashir, the eighth gate, was called the gate of song, and it was called this because this is where all the musical instruments were brought into the Beis HaMikdash for the service. V'lam anekrash mo Sha'ar Yechaniah. Why was this called the gate of Yechaniah? Again, another Yechaniah was another name for the king Yehoyachin. Shebo yatza Yechaniah begaluso, because when the king of Yehoyachin, when he was exiled, through Nebuchadnezzar, he was the one who exiled him. So when he exiled him, he left the courtyard for the last time through this entrance as he was being exiled, and that's how it got its name. But Mizrach Shar Nikanor. So now we have a few more gates on the eastern wall. So what are these names? So one of them was called Nikanor's Gate. So this is essentially right when you walk in. You're walking into the main area of the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Ulam, which is sort of the outer area. Then you're going to walk into the main area. So the front door was called Shar Nikanor, Nikanor's Gate. Ushnei Pishpashin Hayulo. And essentially, there were 2 smaller sides. So when we say there are 3 gates on the eastern wall, it really means that there's 1 large gate and 2 like mini gates that were sort of within this gate. But that accounts for 3 gates in total. So there were 2 smaller gates within it. Echad Bimino, one on the right side and one on this left side. And there were 2 ultimately on the western side of the courtyard. They're not really used too often, and these did not have any names at all. So just sort of to go back to review with how the Nikanor's gates worked. So again, there were these two massive doors, and within the massive doors there were like smaller doors. So those were considered 3 separate gates, because it was again 2 massive doors that would open up to 1 giant hole, or there were within those doors 2 mini ones, and each one accounted for 2 separate gates. So that's how you get 3 in total on the eastern wall. Finally, in Mishnah Dalet, so we said last time also that there were 13 tables in the base of Mikdash. So what were these 13 tables? So Shlosha Asar Shulchanos Hayu B'Mikdash, there were 13 tables in the base of Mikdash. Shmona Shel Shayish B'Beis HaMitzbachim, there were 8 tables that were made of marble that sort of stood in what they call the butchering place that was to the north of the altar. You can imagine what those tables were for. Shalein Medichin Esakravim, on those tables they rinsed out the intestines of the offerings. Ushnayim B'Ma'arav HaKevesh, then there were 2 more tables that were on the west of the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel kesef. One of them was made of marble, and one of them was made of silver. Al shel shayish hayu nosdim esa eivarim. On the marble table, they would place the limbs for the Ola offerings that were used, that these limbs were going to be brought up in fire. So those were placed on that table. Al shel kesef klei shares. On the silver table, they used to place all the vessels that were used in the daily offerings of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there were 93 vessels that were used every day in the Beis HaMikdash, so all 93 of those were placed on this table in the morning. There were 2 tables that were located inside the ulam. Again, the ulam, the English translation is the antechamber. This is like the room that was like right outside the main sanctuary. So 2 more tables were located inside this ulam, inside the antechamber, near the doorway that led to the proper temple, the temple proper. There was one that was made of marble and one that was made of gold. So on the marble table, they would place the lechem upon him after it was baked, before they brought it into the main sanctuary. They would place the lechem upon him on this marble table. The al shel zahav b'yitzyaso, when they would place it on the other table, which was made of gold, on the way out. So, right, we know it was replaced once a week. So, going in, it was placed on the marble. Going out, as it was being taken out, it was placed on the gold table. So, why was it placed on the gold table going out and the marble table going in? Sha'ma'alin bakulish v'lo maridin. Because we go up in Kedusha, right? We go up in holiness, and we don't go down. What are you talking about? What does this mean? So, we know the 13th table, right, is the famous shulchan on the Beis HaMikdash. So, ve'echad shel zahav mivifnim sha'alav lechem apanim tamid. The one, the only table that sat in the Beis HaMikdash proper, in the heichal, the sanctuary proper, was a table made of gold. That was the shulchan that we know very, very well from the description in the Torah. And on there, they placed the lechem upon him throughout the entire week. So if you put it on marble on your way in, then you place it on a gold table for the entire week. When you take it out, you have to put it on something that's at least of equal value to that. That's why they put it on a gold table on its way out. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dal. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. But for now, we'll stop right here.